This is FM 100.5 and 101.9. AM 1450, Rutherford County's place to talk. WGNS, Murfreesboro, your good neighbor station. Stand by, Murfreesboro. The WGNS action line continues a search for truth.
I know you're out there somewhere. I know you're out there somewhere.
Well, good morning to you. Welcome into the Action Line on a Friday from WGNS. We're going to have some fun on a Friday. Casey Clark is with us in person, live and direct. How in the world are you?
Good morning. Good morning. Having a ball.
But that's the way life should be.
But what kind of weather are you all having? I run out with a short sleeve and had to go back in. Then they sent me a cab driver who's new in Murfreesboro who got lost trying to find some rain back. What a wonderful morning. I mean, I'm like, it was 90 degrees, wasn't it?
It was hot.
Different world.
This is that cool
front. Yeah, I want somebody to call and tell me what kind of winter, they got a name for it. You know, it's blackberries, green weather. Tell me what it's today.
Hairy toad or something. I don't know. Must be some kind. What kind of weather would this be?
We call it green tea day.
That sounds green tea
green
is good
tea.
For you.
There you Arizona.
Casey has some green tea this morning, and that's supposed to. What does that do to you?
It's
an Oriental tea.
It does pretty close to shredded wheat.
Uh huh.
I do wheat and green tea.
Yeah,
that's my and salad balls.
And so you're taking care of yourself.
I'm trying to. Because I'm not crazy about doctors and needles.
No,
I have problems with needles.
And so, if you stay healthy, you don't have to have that.
There you go. When you go by there, say, "Well, your heart is beating okay, and your blood pressure is doing pretty good." Don't smoke.
Yeah.
Don't drink. Need to jog a little bit. I done gained about 20 pounds.
It's easy to do.
Yeah, just hang around churches.
Oh,
every you Sunday they're cooking. It's like Pastor's Appreciation Day. They have annual day, and they just. Can't walk away from good chicken, sir.
Oh, no. One of my favorite things is potluck dinners.
That's it.
And you have to you have to have a little bit of everything. And then you have to go back and have a little bit more.
A little bit. But see, you can't do a little bit.
No.
At Hickory Grove, Smyrna Missionary Baptist Church, just to name a few in Bradley Creek, because a little bit, you got to pick 20. So
yeah.
If you get 10, where are you going to put it at?
And then the desserts, too.
You got it. Oh, we won't go there. Let's be honest. We're not dealing with that.
So
I grew up on honey buns from the bakery.
Oh.
Yeah.
I love those.
Went from honey buns to donuts.
Mm-hmm.
Woo, you're talking about addiction.
Is it bunny bread that they make here?
Yeah, uh-huh.
And there's a certain time of the day.
Hey, don't mention that. I know. Going down Broad Street.
Oh, man. That is the best smell I have ever had.
You gain weight from smelling it.
I've often wondered, would they let you go over there and stand by the door? You have some butter with you. Could I have one of those right out of the oven?
See, we're talking about losing weight and trying to be healthy.
That's what's bad about it.
Yeah, but the majority of the good food seems to be bad for you.
Well, yeah.
For some reason, I don't understand that either. And then when I ask this question, when I go in the wonderful supermarkets, I be done loaded the buggy up. Then I go back in the corner and it says health food.
Health food.
So
okay.
I'm wondering, what have I got in my buggy?
What made me do this?
I thought I was picking up health food.
We have a new person here at the station, and you've probably heard her on the radio in the afternoon. She's from England. And I was asking her, I said, we hear so much about fish and chips. And in England, you think about things in Europe maybe are healthier for you.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, now chips, that's the same thing as French fries.
Oh.
Are they different there? Are they cooked different from here? And I thought she was going to tell me some healthy thing. And she said, yeah, they are cooked differently. We cook them in lard.
But I knew it.
And I thought, wait a minute. That's worse for us than what we're doing.
You mentioned fish and chip. My pastor, Reverend J.W. Rankins, and I, mm-hmm. after Bible class every week, guess what we used to go to? And I began to just...
Oh. Well, you probably thought it was good for you.
Captain D's.
Captain D's has some good stuff for you. Yeah, well, and all... I won't say all. Most restaurants have something good for you.
Yeah.
You just have to order the right thing.
Right. And I love the fried fish, but they said it's better to be baked, you know. But like I said, we got the French fries.
Yeah.
And, you know, they're just...
Casey, do you think... maybe, as I look back,
mm-hmm.
I used to go to places and order food and think I was ordering healthy. And then when I started losing weight, because I knocked off a lot of weight.
Okay.
And did that with people showing me what I should be eating and what I should not be eating. All that stuff that I thought was healthy,
right,
was not.
And I can just tell you this, anyone listening, if you are feeling bad and you're having just about any type of sickness nowadays, the first thing the doctor's going to tell you, you got to go on a diet.
Yeah.
I'm warning you.
Probably right, too.
You might as well get ready, because all of my friends that have technical difficulties,
mm-hmm.
first thing the doctors do is change their diet. We're eating wrong, but I love bread.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I love it. I mean, you know, I'm just...
Well, you can eat some bread that's, of course, eat it in moderation.
Now I eat the dog bread.
You know, fiber bread.
Yeah, I love it, but... I just can't eat without. I have crackers with the salad bar with the other little thing that you sprinkle on this bread.
Yeah.
What you call them little things? So I'm eating bread with bread. And at church, I'm going back to church again. They would cook chicken and dressing, which is bread. Well, I have bread, homemade rolls, just to name a few. You're eating bread with bread.
Have you been over there to Jeff's restaurant?
Yes, sir. Oh, yeah.
That hot water cornbread.
There you go. There come another 20 pounds. Come on. It's great.
That's got to be. Come on, Casey. That's got to be healthy.
Yeah. Yes. It is. But
it is good.
Because, there you go.
It's good.
Because you want to enjoy eating, and it tastes good. So I don't. How is it bad?
I heard something this morning on the news, and that was in New York. The mayor, Michael Bloomberg,
mm-hmm.
is trying to pass a law that... I thought, this is a Casey story.
Uh-oh.
He's trying to limit the number of ounces of soft drinks that are legally sold. You cannot sell a soft drink over so many ounces. And people were saying, people are going to go back and buy two of them if they want it.
That's right. It'll never work. It never worked.
But the big thing is, why is the government getting in to something like that?
Because it'll never work. You're wasting time and my tax money.
Yeah.
Because we're going to do what we want to do. It don't matter. You make all the laws you want to.
Change all the rules. I'm afraid you're right.
You remember when they told us they were going to go up on cigarettes, and they wrote on the side of it, dangerous to your health.
Mm-hmm.
They don't, right?
What do they cost now? There's something ridiculous.
$4 and something a pack.
And did they used to be 50 cents or so?
Sir.
Or quarter?
Let me tell you
something.
My age. I remember my mother smoked.
Uh-huh.
They were 20 cents a pack.
20 cents?
20 cents a pack.
Wow. And they're $4 and something.
Sir. See, you don't have to worry about me doing stuff like that because I'm stingy.
No.
So I'm not going to spend the $4 for no cigarettes. I remember they just buy them separately for what? 50 cents, 75 cents a piece?
I never knew you could do that.
You sell them separate. I mean, tobacco and alcohol didn't never go good. I never did have a taste for that. I never did like it.
But you go into the doctor's office now, and if you listen to this show any amount of time, mm-hmm. when we have medical issues on here,
right.
What's the one thing that keeps coming up again and again? Don't smoke.
That's true.
And after a while, you think, wait a minute, heart disease, mm-hmm. don't smoke.
Mm-hmm.
Cancer.
That's right.
Don't smoke.
Right.
Overweight.
Mm-hmm.
Don't smoke.
That's right.
If you want to sleep at night, don't smoke. There's a message there.
But why is it still popular?
And why are the kids still doing it?
still.
I don't know.
It hadn't been no fall off from smoking. You know, they even took the commercials off of TV.
Mm-hmm.
Didn't change a thing.
But they're running some now that's scary. No, they're not to smoke. They don't smoke.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
And they're showing people who have had horrible cancers.
Yeah, I've seen that.
Oh, man, that would, if
why is it so addictive that people can't stop smoking? I wonder why is that.
I don't know, because I've never smoked.
Right. I mean, you've gone.
I was fortunate. My grandfather, mm-hmm. when I was about 3 or 4 years old, every time I would see him, he would talk about how dirty cigarettes were.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, man, that's dirty. Oh, that'd get all
chewing
over.
Chewing tobacco?
Oh, dirty.
Dangerous, too.
Dirty. Uh-huh. Get all over it. Don't do that. That's dirty.
Right.
And before long, I thought, man, I don't want to do that. That's dirty.
But nowadays, the style, late 60s, became dirty.
Yeah.
Was the end thing. So, you know, they began to be a thing like bad became good.
Mm-hmm.
Good became bad. So it was cool to smoke.
You could, in the movies, you'd see those people smoking.
That's true.
And if they didn't, no, those are your stars.
Yeah, that's right.
They must be cool.
I seen one the other night, but I think it was a movie from England or somewhere.
Uh-huh.
And it looked unusual because they were smoking in it. I said, I ain't seen that in a long time.
No.
But it was. It was cool. All your stars smoked, just about.
Well, yeah. I guess it was in the 1970s, they started changing laws to allow freedom of expressions. And I remember the first night they did that, I was working at a radio station that carried the Mystery Theater.
Okay.
And which was one of my favorite shows. Mm-hmm. I mean, I loved that show.
Yeah.
About 7 o'clock every night, and I would listen every night.
Yeah.
And the first night they put that new law in, they started using a few dirty words, or at least words you didn't normally hear on the radio.
Uh-huh.
And then movies like Ten came out to give you a little shock.
Yeah.
And then each year it's gotten a little worse.
Uh-huh.
Let's push the envelope.
Yeah.
Why do we do that?
Cartoons even curse.
Do they really? I haven't
watched them. They're terrible. They're terrible. But I say this too. People talk about wrong things, and I'm going back to the church people again. But we don't stand up for nothing anymore. We just sit back and say, we'll pray about it. It's going to be all right. But look how what you just said. Look how the TV went. I don't know how to explain it because it keeps getting worse. That's what I'm saying. We're sitting back talking about, we're going to pray about it. It's going to be all right. Well, you know what they told me that how Hitler took over Germany? It was because of groups of people said they weren't going to worry about it because it wasn't bothering them. So he took over groups at a time. Mm-hmm. And before you know it, he took over the country. You sit back and don't do nothing until it's too late.
You talk about people committing sins. I've heard that not doing something or even saying, I wish I'd gone to see them before they died. I had meant to do that. Mm-hmm. I had meant to go see them.
Mm-hmm.
That's just as big a sin as just flat leaving town and never thinking about it.
It's something.
Let's go to the phones. Good morning. You're on WGNS with Casey Clark. How are you today?
Good morning, Casey Clark. Mark.
Hey, we got two guitar players right here together.
Uh-oh.
Well, you know, I'm out of business right now. I broke my G-string. And I'm just sitting around the house looking out the window.
Hey, I'll let you borrow one.
Yeah. We need to get the two of you together.
He plays electric guitar.
Yeah, hey, if you play one, you can play them all.
Well, Case, I went and bought me an electric guitar, and I sound better when I sing in the shower. I got there with that electric guitar and got in the shower, and I learned a new kind of breakdance step you won't believe.
Oh, I bet. Hey, yeah. The double tree.
I twisted my pants up so tight on me, we had to go to the doctor to get them off.
Okay. All right.
Hey, I got something to add to the cigarette thing, okay?
Okay.
You know, a lot of people spend a lot of money putting in their septic system. I just had 400 feet of fill line put in. And the little holes that's in that fill line that lets the water out into the field that you got your fill lines, cigarette butts will stop those things up.
Mm.
And they'll get where your whole complete system will not work because cigarettes have taken space up in those holes. I was watching 60 Minutes several years ago. There's a school teacher worked for the tobacco companies, making about $400,000 a year back in the early 70s. And he divulged to 60 Minutes what was going on with the cigarette, showed the conveyor belt. He sneaked a camera in there and showed a conveyor belt with the tobacco going down the belt.
Mm-hmm.
And then they had a little spray tube, like a yard sprinkler on top of it. And in that sprinkling system was ammonia. Ammonia. If you smell your cigarettes, you can smell a little bit of ammonia in them.
Mm-hmm.
And you can also smell, they put ammonia, a faint bit of rat, the poison that, the ingredient that makes the rat crave the poison, they put that in the cigarette.
Mm.
And then they also put a light layer of cocaine in there, just real light. And they made a super cigarette. I can remember my grandfather would smoke a cigarette, and then his cigarettes would get so old, he'd throw them away, wouldn't smoke for a year. Then he'd pick them back up, maybe smoke one, just throw that pack away. But nowadays, you pick up a cigarette, you can't lay them down. And you've noticed people that have a cigarette habit, they have that rat behavior.
Oh, yeah.
They reach in for a cigarette. They say they have a smoking habit, but the cigarette's got them with the two fingers. Lean them outside, lean them to a... You got a match, you got a light, you got a cigarette.
That's true.
And they have this behavior that they can't even concentrate on what they need to be concentrating on because they're looking for that cigarette because it's a super habit.
That's true.
But the tobacco company's made a super cigarette out of it, and they have to guard this guy. He teaches school now. And the people that guard him make twice as much money as he does while he teaches school. And he gave up a $455,000 job a year. This on television on 60 Minutes. Some of you have seen it.
Mm-hmm.
But they were going to try to kill him for put this on 60 Minutes.
Mm, wow.
So anyway, that's where your tobacco is going to lead
addictive.
You.
It's
addictive. Yeah, that was terrible. It's terrible.
Stay away from it. I had a brother die of COPD. It's a terrible, thing.
Oh, yeah.
I quit 27 years ago, but I went outside and raised both hands in the sky and asked God to help me. I can't do it by myself.
Mm-hmm.
I said, I'm going to try to do it by myself, but I need a little bit of help. Just help me over the hump.
Mm.
27 years ago, I got over that hump, and I hadn't turned my head back, hadn't smoked one since.
Keep doing that.
That's true.
Keep doing
You can do it. You can do
that's
anything true. If you want to. I told my wife I quit before the patch came out. And she said, if I catch you smoking again, you're going to have patches over both eyes. So anyway, watch those cigarettes. It runs everything. Okay?
Let me ask you a question here.
Yes,
okay,
sir.
Just close your eyes, right? You're not driving, right?
Yeah, don't, I'm not driving. I'm
okay,
sitting here.
Okay, close your eyes. It's nighttime.
Yeah,
it's nighttime. Look up in the sky. There are two big searchlights crossing back and forth in the night sky. You drive to where those searchlights are. There is a big theater, and across the front is a big marquee, and it's blinking.
Yeah.
Big concert tonight. The twin guitars. The twin guitars of Casey Clark and Charlie Pitts. There's a big red carpet going into there.
That's all right.
Well, listen, Casey's more advanced than I am. You know,
I play
funky gospel rock, redneck, bluegrass, country stuff, jumping. Gospel.
That's it.
So,
hey, it takes it all. It takes all of it.
I'm waiting for those searchlights.
I'm not in the league, but Casey, I can't play with him, but I can play around him.
All right.
You know, and
anytime, let's get together, Jay.
I've got an Elvis impression I'd like to teach Casey.
All right.
And he can teach me a little bit of James Brown.
There you go.
Yeah. All right.
You know?
Hey, have a good day, Charlie.
I'm going to be listening to you, okay?
Right. Okay, bye-bye.
Thank you.
Oh, man. We'll be right back. We're going to check on the traffic and weather. We got some folks who want to talk to Casey on the radio. 893-1450. If you're on the line, hold on. You're coming up next.
They say that I'll forget you, but I say I never will. And it hurts with such a pain to be alone and know the rain. And it hurts with such a pain to be alone and lonely in the rain. Shove and shove, constant as the rain. Shove and shove and shove and shove, endless is the pain.
Good Neighbor Talk focuses totally on the issues that impact the heart of Tennessee.
Oh, yeah?
This is your radio station, WGNS Murfreesboro.
Buy a new Ford Escape at Ford of Murfreesboro and get up to $3,500 off MSRP or 0% financing for up to 60 months. The Ford Escape won't have you shying away from the gas station. The SUV gets up to 33 miles per gallon on the highway. Need more miles per gallon? Try the Ford Focus Electric and you'll never need a drop of gas or an oil change again. See the Ford Focus Electric and the Escape at Ford of Murfreesboro at the intersection of Broad and Northfield or online at fordofmurfreesboro.com.
Hello, this is Lisa Halliburton from Bell Jewelers. At Bell Jewelers, we buy directly from our diamond source in Israel. Our long-standing relationship with our diamond cutter means we get to select from the best offerings first and pass the savings on to our customers. There's nothing like the sparkle of a Bell Jewelers diamond. Stop in soon and see for yourself.
Visit Bell Jewelers on Broad, across from Toots.
Play it again, sports!
Your golf headquarters.
Get new and quality used golf clubs from Nike, TaylorMade, Callaway, pre-owned, and more. Save money on drivers, hybrids, wedges, and iron sets and accessories at Play It Again Sports on Thompson Lane.
Good morning. We still have lots of congestion. I-24 at 96. Also, Old Fort Parkway at Chaffin. Old Fort Parkway at Cason Lane. Still very busy this morning. I-24 coming into Midtown. Looks like we still have lots of congestion around the Bell Road exit. Also, the 440 junction and the 40 westbound lanes. That intersection there, very busy still this morning. Get a $49 introductory massage at Massage Envy today. Gift cards available for any occasion. Massage Envy, Cool Springs, Bellevue, Brentwood, and Green Hills. I'm Randy O'Brien with traffic on WGNS.
Thank you, Randy. What about that Murfreesboro weather? Brought to you by First National Bank of Murfreesboro.
We have a chance for showers and thunderstorms early and then redeveloping showers later. Mainly cloudy skies, a high of 69 with a northwest wind around 10. I'm WGNS meteorologist Mandy Thaluber. Currently 57.
This is Frieda Morgan at First National Bank of Murfreesboro. We still offer checking that comes with a free check card. There's no balance requirement, and you can write all the checks you need to. First National Bank of Murfreesboro, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Good Neighbor Talk covers issues you won't hear anywhere else. WGNS, Murfreesboro, FM 100.5, 101.9, AM 1450, TV 11.
Hey, we're having a party up here on a Friday from WGNS. Casey Clark is with us.
Oh, yeah.
And phone calls keep coming in. 893-1450 is our number, 893-1450. Good morning. You're on WGNS with Casey. How are you today?
Fine. How you doing?
We're doing fine. Thank you.
Hey, Casey.
Mm-hmm.
This is Mary B.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I remember when you first started playing. And I think it was back in 1962. You was on your mom's porch, and me and Master and Martha used to laugh.
Oh,
and
yeah.
Martha used to say, Casey sure can't play.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, and
yeah.
Oh, we just laughed.
Yeah.
But, you know, God has brought you through that.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Oh, yeah.
And if you can, I'd like to hear my favorite song, The Lord's Been Good to Me.
Oh, that's
if you could just play a little there, I'll be okay.
I didn't get to bring my guitar because I'm having some work done on my my acoustic.
Uh-huh.
I couldn't bring an amplifier up them steps out there. And I brought some CD, but I don't think I've got one with that. I'm going to check my CDs if I got it. You know what? I really appreciate people loving that song. And everywhere I go, people request that song.
Yeah.
And I, to be honest, and you know, it was a country song.
Mm-hmm.
And a group called the Canton Spirituals recorded it, and everybody I wrote it.
Oh, dude.
A lot of people, everywhere I go, all the churches and everybody, they all, but you know, it what it is, the song means so much.
Yeah.
I come
yeah.
from a poor family. We
yeah.
didn't have much.
And that was, you know, you played at my brother's funeral.
Yes, yes, sure did. Yes,
and
ma'am.
We come from a poor family.
That's right.
But the Lord still been good.
Yes. That's
yeah.
it.
Yeah.
We didn't
that
have much.
It brings memories.
Yeah, we didn't have much, you know. Well, I didn't say when I didn't have no money, all
yeah.
my friends thought it was funny.
Yeah.
It's just telling the truth about life.
That's right.
So we were
That's
raised right. in a shack.
Yeah.
Sometimes our clothes were thin, that were put on our back. Remember those days? It speaks for so many people.
Now, that's, you know, right.
And my friend Little Malcolm.
You remember? Yeah.
Didn't he used to sing it? So many kids in the churches, everywhere I go, the kids love that song. And there's another kid at Hickory Grove Church, Reverend Legg's grandson. Now he's singing it. You know, if I'm doing something to make the kids enjoy and want to, like I've taught a few of them how to play, I get them started on guitars and keyboards, drums. Mm-hmm. If I'm doing that, I think I'm trying to follow Christ.
That's right.
No one is perfect. But if I can just do something to help somebody.
To help somebody.
That's it.
You know. Then your living won't be in vain.
There you go. I appreciate you, Mary B.
All right, then. Bye-bye.
Oh, yes.
Thanks.
Uh-huh.
Thanks for calling. That's what it's all about, helping other folks.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah. Her brother and I were the close, best of friends. I'm surprised he didn't play an instrument, because we grew up together. We were closer than brothers. Yeah. And he passed away, and that's something I can't explain. And I've lost many of friends, and you know,
that's hard.
We have to keep on going. And I meant to tell you and to all the listeners of Murfreesboro, my family wanted to thank WGNS after losing Marcy. She was a lady just called.
Wonderful lady.
She went to school. Her and Marcy, I think, were majorettes at Holloway High, and they just had red and black. Yeah. But Marcy was crazy about some Bart Walker and WGNS.
Marcy did so much for the community, just like you. We care, they care.
That was it. And a lot of the pastors, they would see me now, and they'll still say, I came by, but I couldn't get in.
It was full.
It was all around the wall, outside. But I'm just telling Murfreesboro, just thank you all for your prayers and just being there and time like this, because I go to church all the time.
That's what
friends
are for.
And you don't never get used to this.
No.
You will never get used to it.
When you lose a loved one,
there's...
But what you do remember is who came to the funeral.
Oh, yeah.
So, somebody said, well, nobody's going to remember. I said, yeah, they do remember.
Oh, yes. Oh,
they
yeah.
do remember.
Oh, yeah. And I don't mind saying this. Marcy was the backbone to our family getting together. Everybody's got a backbone. Mm-hmm. And I've noticed now the holidays are not the same.
No.
Because the last holiday came by and nobody really got together. I'm like, something is wrong with this picture.
Why can't we do that? I've noticed that, too. All of my aunts, my grandmother,
it makes a difference.
They've all passed away.
Right. And it's not the same. No. It's not the same.
Good morning. You're on WGNS with Casey.
Good morning. How are you?
All right. How you doing?
I am great. I just like to say to your guest, I really appreciate him. This is Swader, because he just tell it like it is. And that's what it's all about. A lot of us just don't want to stand up because we're scared that we'll hurt somebody's feelings and all. Mm-hmm. But we got to get away from that and do the things that we think is right. A lot of times, things that we think is right is not right. Just ask the Lord to guide us and protect us in that way. But I like Brother Casey, because when he get into something, he put his effort in it, and he tries, you know, to do the best, and that's what God wants us to do. And we all need to work together and be lovely and care for one another and stop all this he said, she said, that's and right. going against, just like he said about these holidays and get together and all. The family value is not like it used to be. We got to do better. We just got to do better.
Thank you for calling.
And you know,
this is Miss Charlene, of sunshine.
We did a program about 2 weeks ago together up in the field.
Okay, I love you.
Thank you for calling.
Yes,
bye,
ma'am.
Bye. You know, she is so right. When did we start having, it's no backbone. You can say, I don't want to offend people.
That's right.
But we are not taking stands on it. We're letting people walk all over us.
But many people told me, because you, the one that, I've been calling talk shows for years. But you got me doing this regularly because it's home. And I would call, we'd talk, we'd cut up, we'd disagree.
Just have fun. Yeah.
And agree. But you know, there was a show coming on in Nashville. And don't you know, because people be saying, I didn't care for Casey. I didn't agree. And I didn't like, I didn't think. But then they said, But they kept listening. And then they began to start looking at what you got to listen and pay attention. And just get, I'll tell anybody, listen to me for about 6 months. The gentleman in Nashville, they didn't like me at all. Oh, they were tore all to pieces. And don't you know, in about 2.5 months, they put me on a panel. I'm on there every evening now. So somebody must be, I must be saying something that's making a little sense.
Well, you know, I think any time you keep an open dialogue among different people in a community, especially people who have different opinions, you suddenly start to realize they're not that different from me. Their opinion's pretty much like mine, maybe a little different, but we see a whole lot more eye to eye than we are different.
But that's true. That's it. That's
and suddenly you don't have problems.
That's true.
Good morning. You're on WGNS with Casey Clark.
What's up, Casey? How you doing? I heard that.
You're having a ball.
You know, I listen to you a whole lot, you know. Yeah, you're doing a lot that's beneficial to people. Well, you've been getting all the compliments that you're getting, see? You know, so you're doing something right. But you know that, are you listening? That lady that called a minute ago was talking about offending people when you said something to them.
Right.
Remember one scripture says, an offense will come, but woe unto him who is offended. Whoa. See, if he get offended by it, then it's on him. But you got the protocol. You can't cut and shout at this day and time now.
Amen.
You got to tell it like you see it as the truth. And then if someone else don't see it that way, and like the gentleman just said, sit down and reason with one another.
There you go.
Just reading with one another.
That's true.
I just thought I'd call in, man, because you was on now.
I appreciate
it's that. It's always a pleasure to hear you. And just keep doing what you're doing.
Have to.
And because you are touching a lot of lives. I hear you on the Nashville station sometimes.
I appreciate
myself.
That.
So I know you're doing something right.
I appreciate that.
So just keep doing what you're doing, Casey.
Yeah, too.
Thanks for calling.
Love you, man.
Appreciate that, sir.
Yeah.
And, you know, we need to encourage people to take stands. But when you see a leader take a stand, even if you don't agree with them, and they do something and you think, man, that took a lot of nerve. I know that they really believe in whatever it was they took a stand on. Let them know you appreciate them for doing that.
You know, I've been here a long time, and Raymond, all we all been here. And it's really sad how we've set back and let so much stuff go on.
Oh. That's why we're in the problem we have.
I remember on Sundays when people, businesses would close down. See, we done stopped respecting God.
We had blue laws.
I call it like it is.
We had blue laws. Remember those?
That's right.
And then at certain times of the year, they would have an ordinance
that's right.
Let the blue laws, let the businesses be open for just a little bit.
Right, right.
And you'd think, well, that's so nice. And then all of a sudden, they were open all the time.
You're right. See, it just, like I said, we sit back and just let a little bit happen. And then I remember when gambling was wrong. We considered it as being wrong. But then all of a sudden, if the government says it's okay, this is why maybe some Bible people can call and talk to him about this. Because we'll say it's go by the law of the land. What if I want to go by the law of the Bible?
Interesting. I just thought I'd be a little quiet after that and let people think about
Amen.
That. Think about that.
I'm waiting on it.
Good morning. You're on WGNS with Casey Clark. How are you today?
Yes, good morning.
Good morning.
Yes, so Casey Clark, he's a great fella. We go back for 1962 for us starting a little musical group around, like Mary B. said. He couldn't play blind.
Is this Isaac Hayes on?
No, this is Brother Reed.
I know that.
Back in the day, I'm old school.
Yeah.
You sound like you could do a good Isaac Hayes.
Well, what about Barry White?
Barry White too. Yeah.
He sang the quartet.
I just called in to just say good morning to you and your guests, and just keep up the good work. Have a great day, Casey and Bart.
Yes, sir.
Thanks for calling.
He sang with the Silver Spring Male Chorus. Oh. You talking about some?
Now, is that the picture we have up on the wall here?
It's possible. You know, the church right down the back of the furniture store they're right behind that.
I want you to look at this picture we have up front before you leave.
Yeah.
Good morning. You're on WGNS. How are you today?
Good morning.
Good morning.
Do you have me on?
Yes, you're on the radio.
Oh, okay. Look, it's a pleasure to talk to our local celebrity, Casey. Casey, how are you doing?
Hey, pretty good, pretty good, pretty good, pretty good.
You probably don't know who this is. This is one of your in-laws, Professor Dennis, Diane's husband. You know, each time I see those Rover buses, I always think about you because, if I recall, you were a very strong proponent of the Rover buses.
That's right.
And now I can see the impact in the city. You know,
absolutely.
Transporting folks from point A to point B at a very minimum rate. For that, I really commend you because, again, you were a very, very strong advocate for the Rover bus.
I remember those days.
Yes.
I remember that, too.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Oh, yeah.
So, Casey, it's nice talking to you, and it's good to hear your voice over the radio.
Appreciate that. Appreciate that.
Take care.
Yeah, hon, you too.
Thanks,
man.
Thanks for calling.
Bye-bye.
893-1450 is our number. Good morning. You're on WGNS with Casey Clark.
Good morning, Bart.
Hey, good morning.
And Casey.
Good morning.
This is Terry Lyons, Reverend Lyons, Sammy Lyons' mom. I know you don't know me, but I know you.
No.
But this is something that I really, really very seldom do is calling on the radio.
All right.
But I love to hear you play a guitar.
Thank you very much.
I think the reason you inspire me so much is because my first husband used to play the guitar.
All right.
Mm-hmm. And he would play it so well that he would word it out. If he were playing Jesus Keep Me Near the Cross, that guitar would say those words.
Yeah, do it instrumental.
And,
yes.
You are really good, and I do love to hear you play.
I appreciate that.
Do you know me now?
No, I don't know you from Dealton. how could I know you? Terry who? How did I know you?
Oh, gosh. But anyway, I just wanted to call you and tell you I do love to hear you play the guitar.
Thank you. And tell your son, thank you for bringing me something all the way back from Germany.
Okay, I will.
He brought me one of the best recorders with big reel-to-reels.
Oh, yeah.
I got one at the house. Oh, Bart, and I'm still having fun with it.
He told me about that.
Yes, ma'am. Tell him thank you again every time I see him.
All right.
I love it. Appreciate
love
that.
Y'all.
Tell Terry hello for us, too.
Yes.
Bye-bye.
Okay, I will. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. 893-1450 is our number, 893-1450. We're going to check on the weather, and we will be right back. And when we come back, even though you didn't bring your guitar with you, you did bring some CDs. Before we take another call, maybe we can hear a Casey Clark song. So stay right here with us. Don't go away.
Heritage South Community Credit Union now has a new home, 839 West College Street near Jennings Tire.
This is Darlene Robinson, branch manager. I invite you to visit us soon and find out what your community's credit union is all about. We offer free debit cards and great checking, plus exceptional rates on loans and savings. You can join if you live, work, worship, or attend school in Rutherford, Bedford, or Marshall County.
Heritage South Community Credit Union, new offices at 839 West College Street near Jennings Tire. Federally insured by the NCUA.
People ask me, how does Perry Bell sell first quality name brand furniture about half price every day at Bell Furniture? He's learned that if you buy in trailer truckload quantities, you save money. And then instead of making the displays look like a decorator magazine, he puts it all in one big room. That saves money too. Plus, it's only Perry Bell and Linda Ferris there. The overhead is down. Bell Furniture, 1517 the New Nashville Highway, halfway between Murfreesboro and Smyrna.
We have a chance for showers and thunderstorms early and then redeveloping showers later. Mainly cloudy skies, a high of 69 with a northwest wind around 10. I'm WGNS meteorologist Mandy Thaluber. Currently 57.
Down home cooking right downtown in Murfreesboro at Jeff Sowell's Family Restaurant and Nana's Desserts on Hancock Street. Open daily from 11 to 6 and Sundays 11 to 5. Jeff's has 18 vegetables daily, 14 meats, including real hickory smoked barbecue, plus all you can eat catfish every Tuesday. Jeff Sowell's Family Restaurant and Nana's Desserts at 467 Hancock Street, where MTSU students and seniors get a 10% discount.
The GNS in our call stands for Good Neighbor Station. That's been our objective since 1947. Good Neighbor Talk on WGNS Murfreesboro.
Sound of my fall to Brendan.
you're everything in that, right? You're the drums, you're the keyboard, you're the guitar, you're the singer. That has to feel good to be able to express yourself that way.
And that song is a story of my life that happened to me that I didn't... it's just, we haven't really know the reason why. I didn't meet my father till about a year and a half before he passed away, through Marcy.
Marcy
was the one that got it together. And that just... And I wrote that song because I asked the question, because I grew up around this man, and he had always been like a father to me, but I didn't know this. And I was just...
And he was your father? And
yeah,
you didn't know
it? I didn't know it all of you. And it was just... The song just came to me late one night, and it's just... And after I met him, he passed away.
Oh, man.
So I asked the question, will we ever know the reason why?
That's life. Life is that way. Sometimes.
Like I say, you can live, try and do, and just we'll never understand it. At least I won't. I don't know. But we keep going on.
Casey, we have about 20 seconds left. We have the full line of people wanting to talk to you, and we're out of time.
Oh, I appreciate it.
Thank you for being Casey.
Oh, got to.
Thank you for standing up for what you believe.
Got to.
And that's all
I know.
Keep calling in.
Oh, definitely. Appreciate it.
And keep encouraging youngsters.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
To do what is right.
Oh, yeah. That's it.
Casey Clark with us.
Appreciate it.
Casey, you have a super weekend.
Everyone, definitely.